let's get back to Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them, and we've still got some time for some questions, so let's try a few more of those. Albert from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can I create a will that excludes certain members of my immediate family?
Yes, you can, but you can also not exclude certain other members of your immediate family.
Such as?
Such as your wife.
Right.
In most states and in most jurisdictions, she has either you have a community property state, which she has certain rights.
Okay.
Or you have a state in which she has what we call an elective right. She can elect against the will. If you try to cut her out, she has a certain mandatory proportion. Now, it varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. In some jurisdictions, you cannot cut off children, but you can in most.
Okay.
So that you can, depending on the jurisdiction, cut off members of your immediate family. Now, if it comes to cousins and things, you can't. That you can always cut off.
Right.
Because it was the fellow who wrote the will. And he said, my cousin Sam always wanted to be mentioned in my will. And I want to oblige my cousin Sam. And the will says, hello, Sam. So that you can do.
Right. All right. Good. Sounds like he's got a couple of children he doesn't like.
Right.
Or maybe his wife. Who knows? Mike from Knoxville, Kentucky writes, Dear Jim and Randall, does a town inspector or assessor have a legal right to enter my home without my permission?
Well, that's a good question. The fact of the matter is he does not without a warrant in most jurisdictions.
Okay.
But if he doesn't, he can draw his own conclusions. For instance, the assessor
All right.
is coming around to look at your house to evaluate it, to put an assessment on. You see, you can't come in. So he says, all right. And you get assessed for 5 fireplaces that you don't have, for 3 rooms that aren't on a house. So the answer is, to be simple about it, let him in so he can see for himself.
Right.
If you're hiding something, you're going to find it out anyway. I mean, you can't hide,
certain
things. Well, you can't hide a pool.
Right.
But you can probably try to hide certain improvements made inside.
Right.
Most of them are not as accessible. But the thing is that he can better determine the value of the house if he goes in. Now, don't forget, if he has a warrant, if anybody has a warrant,
right.
they can come in.
All right. There you go.
That's a warrant to search of the 14th Amendment.
That's right. Now, Mike,
warrant.
Be careful, okay? Be kind to your assessor. And if you have a pool, just invite him over for a swim. You know, my partner has an allergy, and it causes him to develop mucus. Now, at first I thought it was his legal background, authoritative phlegm, as we know, that comes from the legal field when judges go, blah, 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 blah. But my partner, if there was a... Hall of Fame for mucus, you would be the first person inducted.
I would be the chief muke.
You would.
Yes.
You'd be the head of muke. They call you Mukey just for short.
Sure.
Jim Mukey. By the way, your middle initial is M.
You have other questions from listening audience?
Jim
Mukey. Are you
going to
just go into this disgusting conversation any further?
All right. I will stop.
I take umbrage, whatever that is. Whatever it is. Does anybody know what umbrage is?
Please.
How do you take it? Is it going to come in a pill form? Is it liquid? Do you inhale it? I would like to take some umbrage. Thank you very much.
In your case.
Where do you get it?
It's
you
a suppository.
That's right. Well, if it comes in that form, you can do that too.
For you, it will. All right. Henry, are you ready? Calm down. We got one more question here. Henry from Memphis, Tennessee, one of my favorite places. Right. Dear Jim and Randall, does a handshake constitute a contract? That's a good question.
Well,
a
handshake can constitute a friendly gesture. A contract does not have to necessarily be a written contract. What you're talking about is, can we do something on a handshake? It depends on the jurisdiction again.
Okay.
But there are oral contracts. There are also what we call implied contracts, implied in fact, implied in law. You don't always have to have a written contract, but most jurisdictions have what we call a statute of frauds or its equivalent, which requires certain contracts to be in writing. For instance, a conveyance of real property. For instance, a contract that takes more than a year to perform. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Contracts of guarantee must be in writing. So that when you say, can a handshake constitute a contract? If I go up to somebody in the street and shake his hand, I don't even know the guy. I don't have a contract with him.
Right.
But if I say, let's do this and we'll do it on handshake, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. They're called. We also have unilateral contracts, bilateral contracts. So it's very difficult to answer the question in that form. But if you'd like to see a lawyer about this, if you have a contract, put it in writing. That's the best thing to do.
Right.
If it's of any consequence.
Right. Okay? Yeah, and we're always involved in things like that, and we can never get them right either. So, but because contracts are tough, especially when you try to cover everything that you try to cover and you can't cover everything. So sometimes a handshake is just as good. But
where are you? What, are you out of your mind? I would like to uncover what you've covered, and I would think if I uncover it, I'll find a deficiency under your skull, which I'd like to uncover.
Well, we don't want to...
Loose wires and everything else.
That's right. Speaking of loose wires, our band leader, Professor Stanley Staccato, is
letting us know.
He's giving us what they call a bumper. He's bumping us out.
That's right.
Well, don't you bump out. With You're listening. Go ahead.
So is the landlord.
That's right. Take a short break. We're coming right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And you are here just in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to perhaps soon-to-be ex-politician for playing games with the rules, Representative Charles B. Rangel. He has shown that you don't even have to be driving to get in trouble.
Our information has it that Mr. Rangel paid $1,540 in parking violations on his PT Cruiser and has been storing his 1972 Mercedes-Benz in the House of Representatives parking garage for years, despite the fact that the rules limit long-term storage to just 45 days. This politician shed light on a new trend, how to get into car trouble without driving.
This guy has unmitigated gall.
He is Mr. Gall.
One of a kind.
Ugh.
He didn't, and you know when they asked him about the storage?
They'll bury him with a corkscrew. He's so crooked.
He said he didn't want to talk about it. You just committed a crime.
If he stands behind an order, he can't throw a shadow.
That's right. Well, let's introduce this crack crew that gets us through the program every week.
Right.
Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded-All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
And he does give us a heart attack from time to time. Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazzarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
English fellow?
Very English. Oxford, you know.
Really?
Always wears the shoes.
Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss Georgia Peachbuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
Our director of impressionism, because we always want to make a good impression, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
Our Italian limo driver, Mario Just-in-a-Time.
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 Each week he gets us to the studio.
Just-in-a-Time.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour. At least we hope you've survived it. We want you to tell your friends about the show, because we really enjoy talking with you each week. Be kind to your neighbors, and remember, no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.